Hey everyone, it's Matt. I am driving home from work, as you can probably hear. And I haven't recorded one of these in a very long time, so I wanted to go ahead and take a moment to lay something down for you. Let's see. I recently posted a couple videos up on my site with an interview with Dave Kellett. And I wanted to talk about Dave a little bit and talk about why I think he is so great compared to many other cartoonists out there. So this is going to be some Dave Kellett fanboy action you're getting here. So the thing about Dave and his work specifically is that he, first of all, is extremely consistent in what he does. You know, every update is a very good update, very strong update. He does it 6 days a week, which I think is really fantastic. He does a full-color Sunday strip, which is something that very, very few other people do. And he's got a sci-fi strip on Saturdays as well. So he's 7 days a week producing content for his site. I mean, that just blows me away. I do it 2 days a week, sometimes three. And I know I have a full-time job, and I have a part-time job, and I have a family, and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, it's difficult enough coming up with jokes twice a week to imagine coming up with something seven times a week. Ugh. You know, and that's part of the experience, I guess, you get from doing it for as long as he has. I think he's been at it for 10 years now, I believe. So, 3,000 strips anyway. I mean, just extremely professional the way he does. Secondly, I think what makes him great is he's got that old, I don't want to say old cartoonist, but he's got that the sensibility of a cartoonist who was working in, you know, the 80s and the 90s in a newspaper style, newspaper format, that you don't see a lot from web cartoonists. Not that his stuff isn't edgy or that his stuff isn't topical or anything, but his stuff has a certain amount of charm, a certain wit that I think matches, you know, the kind of stuff that I read growing up. And I think that's part of why he is so popular, is because of that. He has such a large audience, I think, because his humor, although it's very specific in its nature, it also appeals to a very broad audience. Which I think is great, and I think is what makes him as successful as he is. And finally, you can tell from those videos, he's just a really decent guy. Just very, very friendly and very, you know, open to sharing, you know, his love of cartooning with others. He's actually going to be speaking at the Ohio State University's Cartoon Art Festival in October, which is what I'm going to be going to. He'll be talking about web cartooning and how the future of cartooning is here, and you know, explaining to a lot of newspaper cartoonists what exactly is the promise of web cartooning, which is really exciting, you know, being that this is something that I really love and enjoy. I think he's the guy to really deliver that speech to, because he, you know, beyond being a web cartoonist, he is a guy who really knows his stuff. He really understands the art of cartooning. He knows the history of it. He knows, you know, where it came from, where it's going. A very learned man. And it shows in his work, and it shows in the passion he puts into his comic. And so, you know, to be able to see him and to hear him talk about it live is something that really excites me. So there you go, Dave Kellett. He's the man.